Sergeant, I thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us this morning.
Good morning, Tony.
As we speak, tell us where we stand.
Well, as we stand right now, we're still searching for the source of the leak from the storage tank that's on the Wolverine Pipeline Tank Farm facility near Stockbridge, Michigan. We've had crews out there basically around the clock since about 11 o'clock last Wednesday night searching for the source, and it appears that we're getting closer. And, you know, work has continued all night, and I hope to have another update this afternoon.
Any danger to businesses and residences?
No, no danger that at this time. There is samples that are being taken of water wells in the area, and, you know, up till now, those have come up negative for any type of contamination. It's in a really rural area. There's just housing around there. Our biggest concern is the safety and health of the public and to make sure that any more of this product doesn't get into the county's drain.
I know you wanted to make it quite clear that there has been no evidence of contaminated water in any water wells in the area. Does that still hold true?
Yes, that still holds true. We've been testing at least two times every day. One of the holdups is getting test results back in a timely manner. They have to be sent to a remote location, and then we get the results back by fax. So we've been testing twice a day. Still no evidence of contaminated water in any of the wells. We're going to continue to test and continue to test until this whole thing's resolved.
And contrary to earlier reports, there's no contamination found at 1.2 miles downstream.
That's correct. 1.2 miles was the farthest area away from the site in the county's drain that absorbent booms were placed. Those were placed as a precaution just basically because that's where the roads cross the drain. We put the booms out there just to make sure that nothing was getting past there.
So can people drink the water?
Yes, people in the area can drink the water. We're testing it, and it's so far been found to be safe, and we hope it stays that way.
Now, there's still a concern because these tanks were one of the where the leak may be coming from holds up to 180,000 barrels of gasoline. 14,700 barrels are currently in one of the tanks.
That's correct, and we've been testing the line, and there has not been a loss of capacity in the tank. It gets measured every morning. There hasn't been a loss of capacity at all. There's not a loss of pressure. The incoming and outgoing lines have been shut down as a precautionary measure just to make sure that we're not getting anything else coming back in. Again, we're getting closer, and we hope to have this resolved very soon.
All right, so finally, from what we understand, Wolverine thinks they found the tank that has a leak. They're going to take the gas out of that and then hopefully replace that tank.
I don't know that they're going to replace the whole tank, but, again, as a precautionary measure, if that is the tank in question that's causing the gasoline to leak, they want to have that product moved out of there. Hopefully that will slow it down.
All right, and there are organizations who will conduct testing, and if they need to do so, do you have a phone number for them?
I do. Wolverine Pipeline Company is committed to seeing this through. Their phone number is area code 269-217-5158.
And Sergeant Ott, how much longer will the Ingham County Sheriffs be on the scene?
We'll be conducting oversight along with the authorities from the federal EPA and the state of Michigan DEQ until this is completely resolved.
All right. Thanks so much, Sergeant. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tony.